Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dorothy Robine, Commissioner of the Public Building Service at the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Ken Beecher. So, Dorothy, I have the pleasure of talking to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations?
I said earlier that PBS is a very commercial-like entity. What that means in part is that we carry out almost everything we do through private partners. We use brokers for leases. We use leased space more now than federally owned space. We, of course, use private firms to design and construct our buildings and to maintain our buildings. At one time, PBS did a lot of those things internally. They had their own architects, their own building operators. We now do almost all of that through the private sector. That means that acquisition is absolutely a foundation of what we do. We are an acquisition organization, and we are trying to team more closely with our sister service, FAS, Federal Acquisition Service, to do that. So we rely heavily on the commercial sector and on competition to get us the best deal. We also partner with our customer agencies. That's a different sort of a relationship. And this goes back to the dual roles that I mentioned that we play of trying to be of direct assistance and as helpful as we can to agencies, but also playing this control function. And some people talk about these roles as being a pejorative term would be there have been times where PBS was largely an order taker. Basically, sure. Taking orders from federal agencies for if they said they needed a new building, new courthouse, or whatever, then we'd go out and build it. Other times we play, and in other modes, we play more of the sheriff role. I guess I like to think of our role as being a trusted partner, one where we do work collaboratively, but we are ever mindful of the need to reduce agency costs, improve space utilization. That's why PBS was created. It's still an important role that we have to play.
You know, you were just talking a lot about collaboration among federal agencies. Maybe we can shift to collaboration internally, in the relationships you have with each of your regions. You know, what are you doing to ensure how staff conducts business with integrity?
Well, I think creating a culture where that is clearly an important thing, and I think that is part of the PBS culture. I don't think that was ever, you know, there were a very small number of bad actors, and I think there was an organizational structure in which perhaps regional autonomy had gone a little bit too far so that you didn't have in place some of the fundamental oversight mechanisms that any organization of the size and the budget that PBS has would need. So Dan tackled those by centralizing, by consolidating the CFO function, which had not previously been consolidated, the IT function, the personnel function. So centralization of that, much tighter controls on travel, on conferences, I think just communicating the importance, which I think, you know, 99.99% of all PBS employees know the importance of integrity to what we do.
So, Dorothy, I hope you brought your crystal ball with you, as I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the future and what you see in the coming years. You know, what's your sense of some of the key issues that will affect buildings, facilities, and real estate management government-wide?
Well, I think fundamentally the need to do more with less. I think this is true throughout the federal government, and it's true in the space real estate area as well, and it's why I think GSA generally, but PBS has a particularly important role to play in the coming years because agencies are looking to reduce their budgets, and space is an area, just like in the private sector, where they can do that, and we can help them do that. Part of the reason we're able to reduce real estate requirements is the growth of teleworking. And so I think managing that in a way that maintains high productivity, that enhances productivity, is critical. And I think making sure we continue to that teleworking is a way to accommodate workers, not a way to reduce real estate costs. I try to be very clear on this with PBS employees. I want to create workspaces that people want to come to every day. I would love to see all of my staff come to work every day. I'm not encouraging them to telework, and I'm certainly not encouraging anybody to telework in order to reduce real estate costs. I think teleworking is a way that we can accommodate people who prefer to work at home, who can be more productive at home. But I want us to be doing, encouraging it in order to increase productivity, not to reduce real estate costs. And I think we have to be mindful that we don't go too far in trying to reduce real estate costs in ways that have unintended consequences. I heard a panel of experts at a Urban Land Institute conference last week, and they said, you know, we think the space requirements will drop another 30%, and then the pendulum will start swinging back as people recognize the negative impact on productivity. Well, I think we're trying to be very mindful of that, but I think we have to be. Some companies have abandoned hoteling and gone back to more traditional workplace requirements. I think we have to be mindful of trying to do this in order to, for the right reasons, which is to enhance collaboration and productivity, not principally to drive down real estate costs. That is a side benefit, but it shouldn't be driving this.
So, Dorothy, I'd like to continue on the future and really focus on major opportunities you folks will seize. I know that the FY14 budget has some bright spots in it. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
The FY14 budget, which the president sent to Congress, is a very good budget for PBS. It restores us to a condition called zero net budget authority, and that's a technical term meaning that the president has said we should have access to all of the money coming into the federal building fund from our customer agencies that pay us rent. We have not had that for 3 years, and as a result, we have a huge backlog of repair and maintenance and construction activities. So the president's budget is a vote of confidence in PBS, and it is a sends the message that PBS can play an important role in helping agencies reduce their cost of operation, their real estate costs. We can do that by carrying out the construction, the repair and maintenance that we think is necessary to maintain our buildings. So we are very, very pleased with the FY14 budget. It will allow us to continue consolidation of the Department of Homeland Security at St. Elizabeth's here in Washington, D.C. That will get DHS out of lease space throughout the National Capital Region. It will allow us to construct several land ports of entry in Texas and in California. This is critical to, it's the real estate piece of immigration reform. It's also critical to expanding trade with our closest neighbors. We can't expand trade with Canada and Mexico without expanded land ports of entry. It will allow us to buy, we hope, an aging courthouse in Newark, New Jersey, the Frank Lautenberg Courthouse that's now owned by the U.S. Postal Service, and that is not being kept up into the condition that we think it needs to be. We've had judges get trapped in elevators when the electricity goes out. The conditions are just not sustainable, so we would like to buy that building. And any number of other renovation and construction projects around the country, this would allow us to finish the complete the next phase of the renovation of a number of the headquarters facilities here in Washington, but most of the activity is out in the regions.
So what advice, Dorothy, would you give to someone who's thinking about perhaps a career in public service?
I'm a product of public policy school, Berkeley's public policy school. I taught at the Kennedy School, and I've spent my career in public policy, and it is a wonderful choice for a career. And this was driven home to me recently by the regional commissioner down in Region 7, who said to me, he's a lawyer, and he said to me, the luxury of working in the federal government or in government is that you get to do the right thing. And I thought that really captures what I love about working here. I get to work on important issues and I get to do the right thing. So I think it is a great career choice for young folks, that so many wonderful issues and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, Ken and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dorothy Robine, Commissioner of the Public Building Service at the U.S. General Services Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Ken Beecher. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.